Hi, good morning. Am I speaking with Chris?
Yes.
Hi, Chris. My name is Stephanie. I'm one of the specialists in the department that handles pricing. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hope you're having a good Thursday so far.
Yep, pretty good. Just taking it easy.
All right. Good to hear. So it looks like you were speaking with Kyle. And he put in a request here for a new in business credit. So you've been in business for about a year now?
Yes.
Nice. Congratulations on that. That's very exciting. And so I'll go ahead and honor that here for you. Now, did you have any questions about the program besides pricing?
So obviously, basically, you're just going to put us on the first page when somebody Googles, say, heating and air or HVAC or something like that. We'll be come up on the first page of Google.
Exactly.
In the maps section, I guess.
Yes.
Now, is
exactly.
There going to be a link to us, like, as far as, like, when you scroll down and you see websites, you know, that go down below that? Are we going to be there, or are we just going to be in that maps section?
What do you mean websites below that? Like the organic listing?
So like when you Google something, like when you will see the maps pop up with things close to you and whatnot, and then you scroll down below that. Is that where you would see our name, or is it just in the maps section? Like when you click on it, you see, oh, I got this many businesses in this area.
Right.
Makes sense what I'm asking?
Yes. So I believe what you're referring to is the organic section. That's on the bottom of the page. So if someone were to do a search for HVAC services, what would happen is on the very top of the page would be the ads. There'd be like two or three, or maybe sometimes even four companies that pop up on the very top, and it'll have the word ad next to it. Now, below the ad section is the map section, the local map section, where that map pops up and then the list of businesses pop up.
Uh-huh.
Below that is the organic section. Now, the organic section is essentially where, you know, large corporations are popping up on that page. Like, it's not necessarily smaller companies.
Right.
Sometimes you'll, like I noticed here, for example, it looks like you're with Home Advisor.
Right. We just got on with them a couple days ago.
Oh, okay. So, for example, a Home Advisor link would pop up organically on the very bottom. So, not a lot of people go to the organic section, though, to be honest with you. I mean, there's hardly anything that pops up in the organics. What really has traffic is the Google Ads and the local map. Most people are going to base their decision off of the top of the page, right? They're not going to want to scroll down to the bottom page in the organic section. They're going to want to click on what appears first, which is the ad section and the map section. No, the packages that we offer, we're placing you in both. So we would get you both in the on the first page in the local map, as well as the Google Ads. So you'll be placed in two positions. You'll show up twice.
Okay.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Uh-huh.
Now, what would be different? So what would be different? Like, say they were to actually do a search for Full Comfort Heating and Air LLC in Kodak, your business will pop up. You'll have the Google My Business page, and then to the left of that will be all of the directories that you're listed on. Like, I see your Home Advisor, your BBB.org, your Yellow Pages. So that's kind of how it would look organically on the bottom, are all the directories, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So with that being said, Chris, the major benefit of this position is that it just became available within our company. Now, it is something that we are filling today. And once we begin working with you on that first page of Google, we will close out the category. And we would not be able to work with anyone else who provides the same service as you in your territory. So it would be exclusive to you, which I'm sure you can see the value of being placed on that first page. in front of your competitors?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So that's what we can do here for you. And how this works, everything here is month to month, no contract. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your pricing with that new in business credit, we can get you in out the door for just $249 month to month. And stop rate will never go up on you. Yes.
Okay. So can we do like a tracking number so we can actually see the volume? Or is that something where you can just show us the volume based on clicks? How do we know what we're getting for our money, basically, is what I'm asking.
So, well, okay, while there's, okay, there's no way for us to guarantee how many calls you will be getting, right? We can't predict who's going to call you, right? But, however, you know, there is a way to track to track the success that you're getting. So this program actually comes with a customized tracking and reporting system where you'll be able to see what keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location that the search was performed, and also you can track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. So it's a really good way for you to track your success, and it's super easy to use. Now, as far as the, you know, as far as the amount of business that you would be getting, you know, there's no guarantee on how many calls you'll be getting. But I can tell you this, okay? I actually entered into our analytics, HVAC services in your area, and there were over 1,000 searches done. Actually, there were 1,213 searches just done on HVAC services. So, and that's in the last 30 days. So, I mean, there is a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, if you get 1% of that, you're, you know, a couple more calls a week, 2-3 more calls a week, right, basically.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, you're in an industry that's very popular, and there's a high demand for HVAC services, right? Doesn't matter where you are in the country, everybody needs HVAC. So, you know, if you're on that first page of Google, which is the largest search engine in the world, nobody looks past that first page. So you can imagine how much exposure you'll be getting. I mean, with the Google ads, you're going to be targeting, we can get you covered for up to a 60-mile radius. So.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, So, I mean, the companies that are currently showing up, like, for example, in the ad section, there's Gent Heating and Cooling, United Rentals, Power and HVAC, and then in the map section, there is Quality Plumbing, Heating and Cooling. There is Giles Heating and Air, LB Chase Mechanical. There's AirServe, TriStar HVAC. You may have heard of a few of these. Ridge Valley Heat and Air.
Oh, I have.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I know.
So, I mean, these are all companies that are currently showing up on that first page of Google in the local map section. So what we would
I'll
do is place you. Exactly. We'll place you in front of your competitors. You'll be one of the top recommended companies in your area for your services.
Yep. Sounds like a winner.
Okay. Now, that's not all we're going to do for you, okay? We're also going to get you listed in 60 directories. So we'll get you, you know, you already on quite a few, but we'll get you on, we'll get you on Yahoo, Bing, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Facebook, BBB.org. Those are just to name a few. There's 60 of them. And that's going to increase your online presence as well. I also see here you don't have a website. Is that accurate?
I do not. I have not done it yet. We've talked about it. We just haven't had the time to do it. We're in our slow season
right
now. And, you know, fall and spring is the slow time for heating and air, and that's just the way it is. So we're starting to try to do some of these things. I've just finished up a design for wraps for our vans, you know, things like that. I'm starting to get to able to get to now that I've had time to fool with. So
Good. Okay. So
and website stuff. If you know, do you guys help with those?
We do. It's actually included in the package. So we are going, so we're going to create you a mobile-friendly, fully optimized website that will be Google compliant. So we can attach that to your Google My Business page, your listing, and you'll be able to upload before and after photos. We'll even create a logo for you if you don't have one already, and we'll attach that website to your listing. You do? Okay. So we can add that website. We can add the logo to your website.
So we have our own, we pay for a name.
You have a domain?
Is that something we could, we just haven't used it. We just got it just to get it, but is that something that we can use, or how does that work?
Yes. So if you have a domain already, we can use that domain.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I mean, I don't know if you're interested, but we actually have, we have this special website. It's called a CWD website, and it's actually, it's better than the standard website that is offered. I mean, the standard website that comes with this package is very nice, but we also have a top of the line website, CWD, that's very more detailed. Matter of fact, HVAC was the first industry we started these websites for. And the only catch to that is it requires a contract. So, you know, if you wanted to sign up with a contract, we can get you in for a 3-month contract, a 6-month contract, or an annual yearly contract. And ultimately, you will save money being in the contract. Like, for example, the 3-month will save you $200. The 6-month contract will save you $500. And the year contract will save you ultimately $1,000. So it will save you money, and that CWD website would be included.
So that would be $1,500 for the year versus $2,500, basically. Or, well, $1,800 versus $2,800.
Exactly. Well, no, okay, so how it works, because we are giving you a discount for that month-to-month rate of $249, but our standard price is $299.
I see.
So that would be $3,588, right?
$3,588.
What's that?
So it would be $2,588, is that what we're saying?
Yeah, let me double check on that. Hold on. Let me get the accurate. Yeah. Okay, so, okay, for the 3 months, it would be $700. For the 6 month, it would be $1,300. For the year, it would be $2,500.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. So ultimately, so you would kind of be,
So it would actually be cheaper than what I'm even now to go that route and have a nice way.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yes. You'll get all the Google.
I'm sorry, my wife was asking, do we still get all the Google benefits?
Oh, absolutely. Everything's included in the package. You're going to be listing the Google Ads, you're actually going to get more in Google Ads with the contract. So for Google Ads, the 3-month contract, you would get $200 worth of ads. The 6 month, you'd get $400 worth of ads. The year, you would get $900 worth of ads. And you're still going to be getting all the other, you know, you'll get the ads, the local map section, the 60-plus directories. We'll also get you on Amazon Alexa, Google Home, so people can do voice-activated searches, and they'll be able to find you that way. And,
nice.
Yes, and you will also get that customized tracking and reporting system. So I want to show you, I can actually, am I speaking with you on a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send you samples of what the website would look like.
Perfect.
I'll send you in a text message.
Okay.
Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, so HVAC was the first industry that we created these CWD websites for. And now we have over like 20 industries that we create these.
I see.
Okay.
So is it, what, I mean, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
When it comes to websites and web design and things like that, what am I basically looking at, like one versus the other? How do you, I mean, what would stand out, like me not knowing anything, what's the standout? Is it just it's more user-friendly, more interactive, more, like, I don't know what you mean by CWP. I don't know what the difference is.
Oh, right. So I'll show you the samples. We have the classic, we have the modern, and we have the future. So essentially, it just, you know, there's different, like, bells and whistles as far as the website goes. There's different layouts.
Uh-huh.
So I'll show you the three different layouts that we have. I'm sending that in a text message. That's 865-850-4422.
Is it?
Okay. So I just sent you the three different links to the three different CWD websites that we create.
Let's see. Okay.
I personally like the modern the best.
This one. So that's HVAC Classic, I suppose I'm looking at now, and it says at the top there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we have the Classic.
So can you, so when we do this, I mean, can people leave reviews and stuff like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Uh-huh. And so, just because I don't really know, I mean, what happens if you got some customer on there that's mad for whatever reason? They think you've done something you didn't, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like we've had one customer in particular that we dealt with from Florida. She had a rental place here. We, you know, we're talking with the rental company and kind of talking with her back and forth, but ultimately she gave us the go ahead to go fix her AC system, and she basically refused to pay us after we fixed it. So we got hung with it. I didn't push it too much as far as trying to do anything legally or whatever. Just more of a, in fear of some bad review or something like that happening online. What happens if somebody actually does that? Is there a way to combat that or remove that review or be like, you know, this is not accurate? You know, is there some way you can defend yourself and that kind of stuff?
Yes. So there is a way. So you're actually able to review. You're able to look at each review before it's posted. But as far as I believe so, but I am going to double check on that for you because I don't want to provide inaccurate information. I'm going to ask my supervisor here. I know that you can leave reviews on the website. As far as the negative reviews, I'm not entirely sure, so let me ask. Okay, so yes, you do have the option to pick and choose which reviews you would like on your website.
I see. Wonderful. Okay.
So which style do you prefer? Do you like the classic, the modern, or the future? Oh, so, and you can also interact with the customer to find out what went wrong as well. You know.
On the, like if they leave you a bad review, that deal,
yes.
Like you can comment back and forth. I see. Okay. So they, I do like the modern. And let me.
Yeah, I like the modern too. I like the layout, especially on the top three. I like the all the layouts because it's very simple. It doesn't have all mm-hmm. of the content right there. Like you have the option to go to each tab if you want to go to the gallery or the services. It's just, it's very clean looking.
Right.
And there's different ways to click on it. So, I mean, you can choose whichever style. You know, they are the same rate. So it's your choice,
mm-hmm.
whichever style you prefer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, that's something that you would go over with your technician. I also noticed here
okay.
that your Facebook, the link to your Facebook is not loading. Like, I see you have a link on your Home Advisor listing. And it's, like, not, it says the site cannot be reached. So we would actually fix that for you so people can actually access your Facebook.
I don't even
our Facebook, did you?
I was asking my wife. I don't even, we didn't even give them our Facebook. I guess they just was looking and found, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, they must have found your link or something and added it to the Home Advisor.
I see. My wife has a question, so.
Yes.
We use a house call program. That's what we use with our technicians and, you know, notifies our customers and we can send invoices and all that. We've had several of our, we deal a lot with cabin companies and we deal with a lot of out-of-town people and a lot of them have left us good reviews, but it's on our house call app. You know what I mean? It's our software that we use. So other people aren't seeing those reviews. You see what I'm saying? Is there
yes.
any way to try to incorporate that?
So it's through an app? It's a house call app?
Well, it's our software that we use. That's how we dispatch our work. And we send our invoices to the customers and it's our billing. It's our software that functions our business, you know, and corresponds
oh,
with
QuickBooks.
A lot of times when we send the customers our invoices, they leave positive reviews back and we can see them, but no one else can. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is there any way to pull reviews that's been left on house call, even if we manually have to get it to, and you guys post those for us in the website?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any type of reviews that you have from any type of service, you can add that to the website.
Okay. And when we have somebody, like one specific person who can help us, like that we contact that can do that, because we're not really tech savvy.
Well,
that's why
we're
not.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I had contacted one person about, I paid for the domain months and months ago, and I've got the fullcomfortheatingandair.com. You know what I mean? And I've got all that, and I pay for it every single month. And we've been very blessed. So we've been super busy and not really had a lot of time. And I talked to one gentleman here locally that could design the website and then once the design was done, it would have been like 5 pages, and then we pay him a monthly fee, and that basically just kept the website active, or I don't know, you may understand what he's saying, almost like a hosting type thing, I guess, that was monthly. So that's
yep.
the only person we've spoke to. So we've not done anything as far as advertisement or really being out there publicly.
Right.
With us doing this with you, my question basically is, do we have a type of person that can, you all could do this for us and help us that keeps our presence active, I guess I should say?
That's exactly what this is. So what we specialize in is SEO. We're an SEO company, search engine optimization. Now, for SEO, we optimize all of your online presence, not just Google, but across the web. We're constantly optimizing it. So it's constantly being updated. We're constantly making sure that all your information, all your data across the web is accurate. As far as your website, we would be optimizing your website constantly as well. So that's what an SEO company does, right? You know, that way, because obviously you guys specialize in HVAC services, we want you to focus on your company. We know you don't have the time to put in all the back end work that's required for this. There's a lot of back work involved as far as algorithms, and it's time consuming. You don't have that time.
Absolutely.
So that's why there are SEO companies like us that provide that service for you. We work with small to mid-sized businesses. Now, I do want you to know there are a lot of companies out there. There's a lot of SEO companies out there. Some of them are overseas. Some of them are two guys in a basement. Some of them may have only been in business for a couple of years. When it comes to SEO, you want to go with a Google partner, because Google partners get training directly from Google to provide this service for you. Now, Local Splash is actually a premier Google channel partner. Google hand selected us to be a premier partner 4 years ago. That's the highest ranking that you can get. And we've been in business for the past 17 years, going on in December. So we're very capable of providing this service for you. Not to say those other companies aren't capable, but if they're not a Google partner, it may take them 4 or 5 months before you even get listed. With us,
right,
we can get you listed within 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
So we're looking at 30 to 45 days before we can be up and running on Google?
Correct. So the timeline would be within 1 week, you will have your website completed. You'll be listed in
mm-hmm.
all of those 60 directories. In 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
you'll be listed in the Google Ads. In 30 to 45 days, you'll be listed in the local map section. It does take a little bit longer to get you up in the maps, but again, because we're a premier Google channel partner, we can get you up there that much quicker. Whereas in any other SEO company, it would take them months to get you up there. So how it works is Google actually allows us to bundle their advertising with our services. So the way that this would benefit your company is that you actually will be able to, you know, to target cities outside of your local area, as well as get you the results even faster with the Google Ads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me ask you this. So do we start paying immediately or at the point when we actually get onto the Google Maps?
No.
So it would be, we would require payment today in order to secure that listing. So what we would do is we would close out the category. Once you sign up with us, we would close it out. So we would not work with any other HVAC company in your territory. Now for the contracts, it's a prepaid service. So you would pay up front in advance, whether it's the 3 month, the 6 month, or the year.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then obviously if you wanted to do the month by month, we can get you in at $249. But that will include...
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are your guys' thoughts on this? I mean...
We'll do the year contract.
Okay. I mean, you're ultimately saving more money that way. You're saving $1,088.
Yeah. Well, it's still even cheaper than doing the month-by-month with the new membership thing and the lesser website and everything else, so...
Exactly.
It's still cheaper than that, so...
Well, and not only that, like, I do accounting work, and I worked with a company for a chiropractic office several years ago that supposedly was basically what like this. I don't know. I don't remember. They claim to be a part of Google. I don't know, but we paid them thousands of dollars up front and gave them the four or five, you know, words that when you typed in those words, it would help link to us. And we never saw anything with that. So, but there also wasn't a contract and nothing legal binding between us as well. So,
right.
At least you guys with this, it's being contractual. So, you know what I mean? There's as much as an obligation on your all's end as there is ours.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. And,
so my point saying that you talking about the other, you know, SEO companies out there, I can completely understand. I know there's a lot, and we
right.
never saw one and never popped up any closer to the top. And he was one of the most, I mean, he was probably the most sought after chiropractic area, I mean, guy in this area, and he couldn't even get to the top, you know, with more reviews than anybody and everything else, and still couldn't get up there.
Oh, because it's about working with the right company that has the capability of providing that service for you. Absolutely.
Right.
Success on the internet is all about working with the right company.
Yeah.
And we are it. You can't go better than you can't get any better than a premier Google partner. That's the highest ranking. And we earned that badge 4 years ago.
Right.
So, yeah, you have to be careful.
That. There's not a lot. I'd rather go with somebody earned than somebody learning. So
exactly, right? And not to say like they won't get there at one point, but obviously, when it comes to any kind of service, you want to go with an experienced company that's established, that you know knows what they're doing, has the capability. So
yeah.
So yeah. Okay. So I mean, are you guys ready to get started?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you both want to be on the account to have access to the account?
Yes, please.
Okay. And as far as billing goes, whose name is it going to be under? Is it going to be your name or your husband's?
Our card, we'll just pay with our business account. Can it be under the business name?
Yes. Is there a name associated with it, or is it just the business name on the card?
It's an LLC, so it's Full Comfort Heating and Air is the name on the bank account.
Okay. Is there either one of your name? What I guess my question is the name on the card that you're going to use?
If that's what you're asking. So it'd be under Jacqueline, J-A-C-K-L-Y-N Smith.
J-A-C-K-L-Y-N Smith, S-M-I-T-H?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's the best email address for you, Jacqueline?
I would send it to the Full Comfort Heating and Air at gmail.com.
Okay. And what is the best contact number for clients to reach you guys? Is it going to be the 865-850-4422?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And that's the only number you want on file to show on Google.
That would be great. Once they're a customer and Chris obviously handles all, I'm the back end in the paperwork. Chris is the one with the HVAC knowledge. So once they're actually established with us, if he needs to talk to them, they'll have his number directly when he contacts them. So, but as far as calling in and getting that number, it's the best.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And let's see here. So you guys already have your Google My Business page. So we don't need to order you a PIN verification. We would just need access to that. Okay?
What is? No, I'm sorry.
I probably set that up my original email
it'll
and stuff. Or.
It'll be super easy. Your technician will walk you through it as far as how to obtain that PIN so that we can have access to it.
Okay.
Super easy.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, okay. Okay, so I'm just going to gather a little bit of information now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to set you up with I'm going to schedule you in for a client interview. Now, during that client interview, you'll be going over with your technician as far as keywords, areas of coverage, content for your website. Essentially, they're going to be crossing their T's, dotting their I's, making sure everything that I entered in is accurate, because obviously that's super important, you know, to get, make sure all your information on Google's accurate.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, let's see here. The services that you offer, HVAC, we're going to use these for keywords. So, we can use, you know, air conditioning, heating, central AC installation, and repair, heat pump repair, all of those services that you offer, we'll use those for keywords.
Uh-huh.
So people can find you that way. Okay. And then, okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, as far as the areas that you would like to target, okay, so you get up to a 60-mile radius. Obviously, we're going to cover Kodak, but you actually get to pick and choose the cities that you feel would be most profitable for you.
Uh-huh. Now, you want me to give you a list?
Yes. If you could just name off.
Any other person call and ask them. Okay, so we could do Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg, could do Jefferson City, Knoxville, Dandridge. Or you could do Sevier and surrounding counties. I don't know what would be easier.
You could do counties. Yes, if that's easier, you could, you're able to choose either counties or cities or zip codes.
Yeah, so we could just do Sevier and surrounding counties or something like that. And then when they call us, then we can say, you know, yay or nay, or, you know, if they're too far.
Right.
Some of these areas, those 2 miles can be really difficult. We are in a tourist area, so it's really difficult to get there at times.
Right. So what county, you said it's Sevier, S-E-V-E-R-E?
S-E-V-I-E-R.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to name the counties around it?
That's okay. That should be good.
Okay.
Now, you guys are obviously licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Okay. They may ask for that during your client interview.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay. So we're going to go ahead and schedule, actually, before we do that, I want to make sure. So your hours of operation, you're 24 hours Monday through Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. And then as far as the forms of payment that you accept, cash, check, do you do credit and debit?
We do, or we do bank transfers. We don't typically accept that, though.
Do you do, like, Zelle, Cash App?
I don't know.
We accept local checks. You know, if we know the people, you know, or know the business, we'll accept checks. But outside of that, we don't typically take checks.
Okay. So we don't have to advertise that then?
Yeah, you just do money, you know.
ACH transfers is what we do a lot of. Obviously, credit card, bank card, cash is always nice.
Okay. Do you do any of the cash, like the, like Venmo or Cash App or Zelle?
No, I actually run everything through QuickBooks.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. All right. So now we're going to go ahead and schedule you in for a client interview. We're pretty booked up today. We do have availability tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're pretty wide open tomorrow. What time would work best for you? It would take about 30 to 45 minutes.
I'll do 10 in the morning. Eastern time? I don't know where you are. Sorry.
That's okay. We're located in Southern California.
A little behind us. So 10 in the morning, probably a little early. You want to do noon our time?
Well, we come in the office at 7 a.m. Pacific time. So you're 2 hours ahead of us.
We're 3 hours ahead of you. We're in Eastern time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's 1:49 here.
Is it really? Okay. I thought Tennessee was Eastern time or Central time.
So it is once you get to about 80 miles west of us is switches over
wow.
to Central. Yeah,
okay.
We're over here in the very North Carolina in the Smoky Mountains. I don't know if you've heard of it, but that's where we are.
Oh,
like
wow.
Dollywood, Gatlinburg.
Okay. All right, so you're 3 hours ahead. Okay, so, yeah, 7 and 8. We could do 9. We could do anything after noon. So would you be available at 12 o'clock?
That's fine.
Okay. So we'll do 12 o'clock or anything after, whichever works best for you.
Yeah, no, noon will be fine.
Okay. So just keep a lookout for an 877 number. They will be calling you
okay.
between 12 and 1. And like I said, it should only take about 30 minutes or so. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer depending on if you have any additional questions. So we ask that you keep an hour. I'm sorry, we asked that
yeah,
you
that's fine.
Reserve that hour for the client interview.
That's
okay.
fine. We're open. It doesn't matter.
Okay, perfect. So I'm scheduling you in now. You will get an invite, Google Calendar invite, through your email. You don't have to respond to it. It's just for your record. You'll also get a reminder as well before the interview.
Okay.
Okay. So we scheduled that. O'clock Pacific time. So do you guys have a crew working with you or is it just you two?
So we have another tech and we have some installers that help us too. So all in all, there's
nice.
About five of us.
Oh, good.
But,
okay. If help is needed. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. We're hoping to maybe double in size by next year, but we'll see.
Nice. Okay. Well, this is definitely going to help you, right? Getting, you know.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and it's perfect timing because we primarily deal with the tourist industry and cabin owners and honestly, nearly everybody I deal with is either from California or South Florida because they own cabins here. But
oh wow,
they yeah. So we've been wanting to expand our business outside of the cabin industry and focus more on some residential. And we've actually was talking about it this week and you know ways to go about it and get started. And so this is all perfect timing for us. So to
nice.
Start expanding into the residential area. We didn't really have any growing pains as far as starting out because we got in with a couple cabin companies and they saw the quality of our work and basically moved us to the front of the line. Like, we're the first people they call when they have issues and they have, you know, 300-400 cabins each, you know, so it catapulted us in from going from nothing to being wide open instantly. So
right,
we had to grow any on our own. We just instantly were busy. And then that, so now we're wanting to, you know, along with that, we want to start growing residentially. So that's our goal.
Nice. Good. So we could use that for keywords, targeting residential. Absolutely. Okay.
Do you want me to use my words or?
Oh, no. I was just letting you know, as far as targeting commercial or residential, we would use specific keywords to help target that audience for the search results.
Sure. Yeah. We really, I mean, like I said, we can do semi-commercial, meaning like some convenience stores, things that size, have residential size heating and air systems. And like I said, we can do light commercial stuff too, but we prefer the residential stuff. That's what we want to, really what we want to stick to.
Really? Okay. Yeah. My stepdad is actually in HVAC. He owns an HVAC company. Well, actually now he's subcontract. So he's starting to get jobs at like casinos and like high, like really large commercial jobs. So, yeah.
Yep. I love the heating and air industry and it's,
the only thing is you have to crawl in the attics, right? Sometimes you have to go into like small confined spaces.
Like duct work. That doesn't bother me. The attics, the heat is, you know, obviously usually the issue in breathing the insulation, you know, getting it all over you and itching, that kind of stinks. But,
yeah.
You know, I like working on them and troubleshooting them. Duct work, I can do it. I do it, but I hate it. I don't know that anybody likes. I like designing duct systems. I just don't like putting them together or fooling with them because it's just where you have to be to work on them is usually terrible. But
yeah.
It is a bit so large, you can literally go anywhere in the world and do it, and you can do, if you don't like residential, you can do light commercial, or you can do,
mm-hmm.
you know, large commercial, or you can do refrigeration, or, you know, there's just so much to it.
Right.
It is a great field to be in, especially
oh,
right
absolutely.
Now.
Oh, absolutely. Uh-huh.
With, there's so few people coming into this trade that only makes us more valuable, so that's also a great thing.
Yes.
For every three guys that retire, only one comes into the trade, and the average age is 56 for a tech, so we're rapidly becoming very valuable.
Wow.
You know. Yeah.
Wow.
That way for plumbing, too. It's getting more and more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's getting outrageous what some of these companies are charging at this day and time for some of the stuff that's being done, but there's nobody to do it, so they can kind of charge what they want.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so now we're going to get into billing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now, so it's Jacqueline Smith on the card. Does your wife have a middle initial on the card?
It's C, but the card is actually under Full Comfort Heating and Air. I mean, our names are on our cards, but the business is listed first, followed by our names.
Okay. So I'll just put I'll just put the business name then. It should be fine with just the business name.
It should be. I mean, I haven't had any issues for anything business related. When I just give them that, I haven't had any issues.
Okay. And then the address that's associated with the card, is that going to be BB 629 Southview Circle?
That's it.
Okay. Kodak, Tennessee, 37764.
Yep.
All right. Is that going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. All right, I'm ready for those numbers when you are.
5590 1700 3000 0182.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that back to you. So it's 5590 1700-3000-0182.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And the expiration month and year?
It's 10/22.
And the three digits on the back of the card?
Is 667.
Okay. I'm going to repeat those numbers back to you because there's a lot of zeros. So I want to make sure I have it.
There is a lot of zeros.
It kind of threw me off. Okay. So it's 5590-1700-3000-0182.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, perfect. And we are getting you in for CWD 12 months. So that's $2,500 prepay. Okay. And you have access to the email address, right?
To the email address?
Yes.
Which email address? Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process payment now, and then your invoice will be sent to your email.
Uh-huh.
After I process payment, attached to that invoice will be a link for your terms and conditions. All I would need you to do is open up that email, click on the link for the terms and conditions, and I would need you to sign the terms and conditions. Let me see here what happened.
So is this the link that you just texted me, or is it going to be in the email?
It'll be email and text. So if you received it in a text, that'll probably be easier to pull it up.
All right, let's thank you, Smash, terms. So after the first year, it goes to what, $348 a month? Am I looking at that accurately?
So you have the option, yes. So it would go back to the $299 month to month, or you can renew the contract. And it would be honored at the same rate that we're providing you now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So you can go to a 3 month, 6 month, or you can renew it for another year contract.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So when you sign the terms and conditions, make sure, so there's an option for SMS opt-out. Don't click on that because we want you to receive text messages. Okay.
Signature does not match. Please fix highlighted portion of the...
Oh, shoot. You know
what? So is that any full comfort heating and air?
Yeah, put that because I didn't put a name on the card. So just put the company name, how it's shown.
It's not in all caps. Should I put it all in caps?
Is it really? Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would put it in all caps.
Okay. There you go. Huh. It doesn't like that either.
Really? Okay, hold on.
Did you put Jacqueline down, or did you put in there, or did you just do the full comfort heating and air?
I just did the full comfort heating and air because I wasn't sure if there was a name on the card. What I could do though, let me see. You know what? Actually,
I've tried it under. I typically go by Chris, but. On my card is Chris Pierce. I've tried that.
Try Jacqueline Smith.
Okay. Now, this is my card, not hers. It doesn't matter.
Oh, gosh. It's your card?
It is mine. This one is mine.
What's your last name?
Smith.
Is it Smith? And it's just Chris? C-H-R-I-S?
On my card, it's Christopher Adam Smith.
Okay. I am going to have my supervisor send you another terms and conditions with the correct name. So I have it Christopher Adam Smith, full comfort heating and air. So, he'll send you another terms and conditions. Okay, so because it's your name on the card, I'm going to put your name on the primary holder of the account.
That's fine.
Okay.
I mean, I can get your card. It doesn't matter. It's just...
Right. You both will have access to it regardless.
Yeah.
So...
Actually,
what's that?
I say mine's better. My limit won't have to be raised, whereas she's already used her card today, so she'd have to raise her limit some more.
Oh, okay.
Invitation. Is this SSA app at relevantads.com? Is that who we're going to be talking to tomorrow?
Say it one more time. Sorry.
I got an email invitation for the CIEN. Invitation local splash.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So is that the SS app at relevant ads? That's who we're going to be looking for stuff from?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, relevant ads. So we're local splash relevant ads.